The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to this hour of Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I got Fred Wallen with me in Los Angeles, California. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Tiger Woods, three back of the leader today. McDermott scores 45. En route to 3,000, only the eighth player in NCAA history to do it. The Cavs honor Big Z, and LeBron is in the house. Dennis Rodman says he's not going to return to North Korea. I only bring that up because I know I've got a political guy with me in Fred Wallen. Phil Jackson maybe going to New York. A lot of things to talk about. March Madness right around the corner. Spring training in full throttle. Fred, how you doing this morning?
So you said Phil Jackson is not going to North Korea? you know how lucky you are, Andy? You live in the state of Arizona.
Yeah.
It's daylight savings time in the rest of the world, other than Indiana and Arizona. For a guy in his 50s, it's pretty tough. It really is.
Well, maybe that says a lot about Arizona in general, and maybe that's why it's so slow here, because nothing ever changes, Fred. It's always the same. Anyways, he's Fred Wallen. I'm the Dorf Man. We're just getting warmed up. A lot to talk about this hour, so let's get to it. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Got pain? Get Zim's Max Freeze. Zim's Max Freeze, maximum muscle and joint pain relief. Your solution for temporary relief of aches and pains. Zim's Max Freeze knows your pain and relieves backaches, strains, bruises, and sprains. If you're a senior, weekend warrior, or seasoned athlete, get Zim's Max Freeze. Zim's Max Freeze is fast-acting and deep-penetrating with no lingering odor. Available at all major retailers.
Hey, developers, are your apps breaking? Users complaining? People freaking out? New Relic can help.
You can?
We can. New Relic is the easiest way for software developers to build faster, better performing web and mobile apps.
Is it complicated and pricey?
Nope. It only takes 5 minutes to get up and running. Start getting code-level visibility into users using your apps in real time. See bottlenecks, spot bugs, and fix problems fast before they ever affect the people using your app. Plus, New Relic is free.
I'm in love.
Go to newrelic.com/radio in the next 5 minutes, and we'll send you a free T-shirt and give you 30 days of New Relic Pro for free. That's newrelic.com/radio right now for the shirt and the pro monitoring tools. newrelic.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Alrighty, welcome back. Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Give us a phone call, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Tons of things to talk about. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. And Fred, a lot happening. We didn't mention this in the opening, but I know you're not big on him, Billy Donovan, but his Florida Gators go 18-0 in routing Kentucky yesterday. That's pretty impressive. Again, you know, what Wichita State has been able to do is very impressive. 18-0 in your conference, I think that's pretty darn – that says something. And they have such senior leadership and – We've talked about that as well. They get their guys to stick around there at Florida, so there's something to be said for that too. You got anything to say about this Florida team?
Well, again, to run the table in the conference is spectacular, fantastic. Kentucky on the other side has fallen down late in the season, and going into the season, the young guys expected to be among the top squads in the country. Certainly they're not at that level. And again, you put experience against kids. Unless the kids are just overwhelming in talent, the experience usually is going to win, and Florida knocked them off twice. Congratulations on that. We'll see. We're 7 days away now from the Selection Sunday, on Sunday. And the bottom line, it's going to be an interesting next few weeks in the NCAA basketball tournament. But I'm going to tell you right now, here in the Pac-12, I can tell you right now that who will not win the Pac-12, and that's my UCLA Bruins, because they've set it up themselves. Of course, about a week and a half ago, almost 2 weeks ago now, they suspended Jordan Adams and Kyle Anderson, and because of that, they lost to Oregon by 4 points in overtime. If they win that game, Oregon does not finish seventh in the conference. They finished down below that. Now the way it works out, on Thursday, Oregon plays Oregon State. If the Ducks, who have won seven in a row, beat Oregon State, and they should, they'll be about a 5-7 point favorite, something in that realm. If they beat Oregon State, they've got UCLA next, and there is no way in hell that UCLA can compete with Oregon in that battle, the way Oregon is playing right now and the way UCLA is playing right now. So for UCLA and Jordan Adams and Kyle Anderson, you only have those two kids to blame for getting themselves suspended, losing to Oregon, and allowing Oregon to finish as highly as they did in the conference. And again, they've won seven in a row, and the win over Arizona on Saturday, of course, again, proved their worth one more time. So I think the Ducks, who have more depth than anybody in the conference, they can play 9-10 guys, will beat UCLA. And the Ducks have a chance to win the Pac-12 conference tournament. I really do. They could beat Arizona again. I mean, they've proven it. There's no way that you can say they're not going to play them closely. I think Arizona and Oregon are the two possible winners of the Pac-12 tournament.
Well, you know, you bring up an interesting point because, you know, I talked a little bit about this with Jeff in the first hour. You know, these conference tournaments come at an interesting time. You know, obviously they're going to come at the end of the season, but, you know, if a team has a bad day, like you said, like in Arizona, who we all probably think, you know, is the cream of the crop in the right. Pac-12, and, right. and that they – you know, if everything goes right, they should win the Pac-12 tournament. They're number one seed in the NCAA tournament itself, blah, blah, blah. You know, we all know the end of this. But my point is that to a certain extent, There is a lot of stock put in these Pac-12 tournaments, the Big Ten tournament, in the sense of it could make or break a season for a team like in Oregon. Are you in favor of something like this, yes or no?
The tournament? Well, it's just a monetary thing. I mean, the bottom line is you've got to have the winner of the tournament getting the automatic bid or else nobody would go to see him.
Right, right. But what I'm saying is in some cases, that automatic bid that comes from the conference tournament winner
right.
is the only bid that that conference is going to get. Sure. Not the case with the Pac-12, obviously, but you understand what I'm saying. Like the Big 12, the Big South Championship, there's one
right.
team getting in from that, right?
Right,
and,
right.
And let's just say the favorite team doesn't win. Right. They have a tremendous season, but they lose, and their body of work that they've had the whole season is right. basically just thrown out.
Well, but you can't not have it because it makes money. Television pays a lot of the freight, and it pays these conferences a lot of dough. So you're going to have them. There's no question about it. For years, the Pac-12, had it years ago. Then for years, they didn't have the Pac-12
yeah,
tournament.
Yeah.
But they were offered so much money that they had to go back to it. They move it to Las Vegas because they didn't draw that well here in Southern California. And it also wasn't fair to be here in Southern California every year. So in Las Vegas, sort of a neutral site. Although, I mean, obviously, there are more people from Arizona and Los Angeles there than anywhere else. But still, it's more balanced than always down here in Los Angeles. But you have to have the tournament because, Andy, as you know, everything is dependent on money. Everything is dependent on the dollars. Nothing else matters. And that's what we're living in the year 2014, not just collegiate sports and in every other sport. You know, I've talked about this before, but it just irritates the heck out of me, Andy. Here in Southern California, Time Warner Cable has the rights to the Dodgers. They've taken all the over-the-air games off the air, so the 15% of people in L.A. who can't afford cable or satellite will never watch a Dodger game again unless it's on national TV, so it's 150 games that'll be blacked out. And not only that, but Time Warner has not made a deal with any other cable or satellite system. Time Warner has about 15% of the population in Southern California. So right now, 15% of the people in L.A. can watch the Dodgers play in the exhibition season, and that is it. And that's, again, just a dollar figure. $8 billion the Dodgers received. They didn't care about the fans. $8 billion over 25 years. They didn't care about the fans. They didn't care about anybody. The McCourts were horrible. The Guggenheims have come over here, and you presume that they would have more of a feeling for the fans. Because Stan Kasten knows baseball. He knows the history of baseball in Los Angeles. But, again, it just, Andy, everything's the dollars. I mean, that's what we're living in 2014. You're not going to get Dodger games in Los Angeles. And, folks, you know, wherever you're listening, it can happen to you next year. It can happen to you 2 years down the road, and it will happen to you at some point where almost all the games will just be on cable or satellite, and some of the cable systems will not pick it up. And that's the wave of the future, Andy. And as far as these tournaments are concerned, they're not going to do away with them unless Andy Dorf or Fred's going to come up with a lot of money to take the place of them. And I feel sorry for those teams, those squads that have a great regular season in these small conferences and lose. But that's just the way it is. I mean, if Gonzaga loses in WCC, I think they'll still get an in. If BYU loses, I don't know if
they'll get in. Yeah, but let me ask you real quick. Let me interrupt you. Is that based on their recent history that they're giving Gonzaga a pass? Because I'll tell you what, I've watched them play this year. They're nowhere near as good as they've been in the last couple seasons.
Well, they've had all kinds of injuries too. So I think that just assuredly as if you lose a player late in the season, the selection committee is supposed to take that in consideration. They'll take in consideration that they're healthier now than they were earlier in the season. No, I agree with you, though. I mean, the point is, are they given the pass for last year and the year before? But they've been injured this year. A lot of their guys, Pangos has had this foot injury, and he's their best player. So, I mean, I think you have to take that in consideration. But it's possible if BYU loses, they don't get in. I'm not sure they deserve to get in anyways. But
they're a bubble team at this point now, BYU.
Right.
And the other team you mentioned earlier, Oregon, they're a bubble team. They need a strong showing at the Pac-12 too.
I don't think so. I think Oregon's in. I think they've won 7 in a row at the end of the season. They had won the first 12 games of the season. They had the bad streak in the middle. They've knocked off Arizona. They've knocked off UCLA. I think Oregon's an in.
What about a team like Xavier, who had a big victory a week ago, I believe, against Creighton? They're somewhat sitting on the fence too. Yes, no?
Yes, but they're playing well now. And again, if the selection committee lives by its rules, it's the way you're playing near the end of the season that matters a whole lot more. That's why, you know, Syracuse with the 4 losses lately, you know, they're going to drop to a 1 to maybe a 3 Or they should drop from a 1 to a 3. And I'm sorry, we got Syracuse fans everywhere, Andy, and listening to this show, I'm sure. But sorry about that. You lose 4 games the last 2 weeks of the season. You deserve to drop.
Not only that, they have no offense, man. They can't score. They can play defense, but they really struggle scoring the basketball. And we all know, come March Madness, you got to be able to score the basketball. They got a really good young point guard in that Innis kid, but I don't know if he can lead them to the promised land. Anyways, Fred Wallen, Dorfman. On the other side, I believe we have Steve Travers, author, will be joining us in just a moment. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I got my man Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. I am in Phoenix, Arizona. Once again, you can be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email at sportsfred@aol.com. And this is a little bit of a special treat. We're going to jump out, and we're going to probably go somewhere in San Francisco, if I'm not mistaken, and hook up with none other than author, baseball historian, Steve Travers. Steve, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
You know what? Can't complain. It's been a long time since I've spoken to you, and I miss our chats because you're always a wealth of knowledge on sports and many other things, to be honest with you, Steve. But before we get started, why don't you give the people a little bit of information about yourself? Tell them a little bit about you and what you do.
Well, I'm a longtime writer. I used to be a screenwriter. I've been a former columnist for a magazine and also for the San Francisco Examiner, and I've written about 23 or 24 published books, and the latest one, which is the one we're going to talk about today, The Duke, The Longhorns, and Chairman Mao, John Wayne's Political Odyssey.
Very good stuff, and I know you know Fred as well. Fred, say hello to Steve.
Hello, Stephen. How do you feel about daylight savings time?
You know what? I did not know it was daylight savings time, and I was expecting your call in an hour. I did not know. The phone rang, and I thought, is it daylight savings time already? And because it's not on my calendar.
Let's talk about this book because it is intriguing. Over the last 15, 20 years, you could make the case that Steve Travers has been the most prolific of all sports authors out there. The one book that stands out in my mind, One Night, Two Teams, the story basically of integration in Southeastern Conference when USC battled Alabama a long time ago. But this book, The Duke, The Longhorns, and Chairman Mao, most intriguing because it's really not a sports book. It's more of a political book or sociological look, political look at John Wayne and his history. And it goes back to 1966. USC is battling Texas. John Wayne shows up in Austin, Texas at that point, certainly an all-white team. USC, of course, an integrated team. And John Wayne, of course, the former Trojan. And it's his history and what happened that particular night, which is rather intriguing. But first, let me just throw you this. Was he a good player for USC or not? Because in this book, you hear from different people. Some people say he couldn't handle injuries. The other side of it, he was a great guard. How good was he for Howard Jones years ago for the Trojans of USC?
Well, he was hurt before he had an opportunity to really demonstrate just how good he might have been. And you're right, there are those who say he lacked the overall desire, that he had other things on his mind, that he was a good-looking guy who had to fight off the women. He was already thinking about working over in Hollywood. So I think he probably would have been a creditable player, but he was hurt early on, and we'll never really know.
Let me just throw one more question and then throw it to Andy. Let me just throw Steve this question, Andy, for a reason.
Sure.
Steve and I sort of grew up sort of together, miles apart, in that we both grew up big sports fans, and we both grew up very political. The problem is we're about 180 degrees apart politically, Steve Travers and myself. But the great thing about this book, The Duke, The Longhorns, and Chairman Mao, published by Taylor Trade Publications, you pick up Amazon.com and major bookstores everywhere, is that when I read the book, and I could not put it down, honestly, and I even emailed Steve that last week, the reason I like the book is, even from Steve's perspective, he was really objective in this book about John Wayne, the positives and the negatives from the point of view of other people. So when I read it, it wasn't like it was a slam from the right or, a right-wing diatribe. It was sort of, as down the middle as it could have been, it really was. Any thoughts about that, Steve Travers?
Well, and first of all, Fred, I appreciate that, and I know for a fact because I've known you for so many years that you've read every book I've ever
yep.
written, and
yep.
every interview we've ever done. I know you've read cover to cover, so that's I just know that, and it's pretty rare. So I appreciate that. Wayne was a very complex person. He was not all good or all bad, so. Like any other person, I think you have to look at him objectively. And, he was a product of his times. His views were a product of those times. And in that respect, you have to judge him or look at him from that perspective.
Absolutely. That is the voice of Steve Travers, author, baseball historian, joining us here on the program. Hey, Steve, let me throw this at you since we are kind of going down this route. Because of your political views, how much of that do you think it does influence the way that you write, or does it not? I mean, Fred, like you said, you guys are 180 degrees different as far as what you believe politically, and he thought you were very objective about it. So are you able to put those feelings aside and just be objective and write down the middle on things, or has it influenced your writing to a certain degree?
No, I don't think I put it aside. You know, my views really are based on a premise, and they're based upon truths, and, you know, not necessarily just opinion, but rather, you know, I've read thousands of books and acquired knowledge, not just, you know, things that I think I want things to be a certain way. I know things are a certain way, so I'm going to write from that perspective. But I've in the past probably gotten in trouble and been a little bit too far to the right, and have taken some heat for that, which I don't really care about. But, you know, this is a subject that was near and dear to me, and Wayne has a lot of fans, and a lot of his fans are not his fans just because of political views. You know, he's got fans in every genre, from his cowboy days, his portrayal of soldiers, his politics, his backing of the Vietnam War, and he's got enemies too. So I think I wanted to write something that everybody would enjoy and get something from.
Hey, Steve, let me ask you this too. I mean, when you talk about, you know, the people that you've talked about, like John Wayne or Barry Bonds and some of the other people that you've obviously written books about, how much time do you actually spend with them or study them to learn about those people so that you can go about this in a, you know, right down the middle type of way?
Well, obviously the case of John Wayne, he passed away in 1979.
Right. No, but I'm just saying, in general, do you have the opportunity sometimes to spend time with these people that you're writing about?
Sometimes I do, and sometimes I don't. You know, in 23 books, there are people that I've had. In the 1970 USC Alabama game, I personally spoke to almost every living person who was involved in that game, and got to know them, and got a real perspective on the North and the South, and how people who live in those two places view the world. In other cases, I haven't gotten the access that I wanted to. I actually did get good access to Barry Bonds in the beginning and got a certain amount of insight to him, but not as much as I would have liked. But, you know, you do the best you can. It's like this writer, Richard Ben Kramer, is one of the best ever. He went to A-Rod in 2006 and said, I want to write, you know, the quintessential A-Rod book. And A-Rod said, great. And then the next 7 years, it was just dealing with A-Rod's lawyers and agents, and the book never got written, and Kramer just passed away and with the unwritten book. So you do the best you can.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of an interesting thing, and I've never thought about asking you before, but I got to imagine that you've been able to create some unbelievable relationships by being an author and writing about people and writing about sports.
Well, that's a great question, because I was talking to somebody else about that, and really, I've interviewed and gotten to know an amazing number of people. We were just talking, like, you know, Bill Sharman and John Wooden and John McKay, just to name a few, you know, Southern California icons, for instance, that I've had an opportunity to know, and it really has, and there have been people in the political world and the historical world that I've had an opportunity to get to know through various reasons, and so I really am very blessed to have lived a very exciting life and kind of left it all on the field, use a baseball term.
Absolutely. Hey, we're up against it, so tell people how they can get your book. I know it's probably on Amazon.com, but you can give us all the vitals to how people can find out where they can get the book.
Well, it's The Duke, the Longhorns, and Chairman Mao. It actually comes out in paperback on April 7th. You can order it on Kindle now. It's on Amazon, but also you can go to my website and read a little bit more about me and my blogs, which is at redroom.com, and it's just type in Stephen Travers in the search engine, and it'll take you right there.
And by the way, I know that Fred said that this is his favorite book, but I got to tell you, my favorite book is The Diamondback Essentials, and it's near and dear to my heart, because I was privileged enough to write the foreword to that book, so That'll always be my favorite book that you've written. Okay, Steve?
Well, you know, it's funny. I've known Fred for, I don't know, 15 years, and I think I've known you probably 10 or 12 years. So we're old hands.
Absolutely. Hey, appreciate you taking time out as always, Steve Travers, author, historian. Go check out the book, The Duke, the Longhorns, and Chairman Mao. Appreciate it, Steve. Have a great day, man.
Thank you.
Sounds good. Steve Travers hanging out with us. On the other side, I think we're going to hook up with Jeff Rich one more time. Keep it close. Fred Wallen, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Your season for big savings is deer season. Choose 0% financing for 60 months or get big cash off select new John Deere tractors from our one family through our powerful 6M and 6R series. These offers won't last long, so hurry in today. Offer ends April 30, 2014, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plans. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Attention, active duty National Guard, Reserve, and retired veterans. If you or loved one was injured while serving our country anytime after October 2001, you may qualify for up to $100,000 in tax-free cash TSGLI benefits, even if the injury was not related to military service. Also, if you have been denied VA disability benefits for a service-related issue, we may be able to help. To find out if you have a claim, call 888-606-9650. That's 888-606-9650.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in Phoenix. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email at sportsfred@aol.com. And in case you missed it, Stephen Travers, author, baseball historian, just got done talking to us about the chairman, the Longhorns. I'm sorry, the Duke, the Longhorns, and Chairman Mao, the new book that he has coming out. And Fred, I am actually kind of surprised that you have not had the great honor that I have to write a foreword for Steve in one of his books. And, you know, I was trying to help you out there. So hopefully Steve took that and realized that I was trying to have him throw you a bone. So you might be up here pretty soon for writing for Steve, okay?
let me just say this one thing, why this book is really intriguing. The Duke, the Longhorns, and Chairman Mao, and it's his love of it's John Wayne's love of USC, John Wayne's playing for USC, and a fight he either did have or did not have, fisticuffs, September night in 1966, and that's at the end of the book, so I'm not going to give it away. But the point of all this is that it was very interesting times, let's say in the late 30s and the 40s, and I'll tell you why. A lot of great actors out there had strong political opinions. You had a Robert Taylor very far to the right. You had John Wayne, of course, very far to the right. Then you got a Humphrey Bogart to the left. You've got a Henry Fonda to the left. Sometimes these people had to work together. And Adolph Manjou very far to the right, and a Katharine Hepburn hated each other. So that was a problem. But on the other side, you had a Jimmy Stewart and a Henry Fonda. Like, they were best friends, right? And yep. they couldn't have been further apart politically. They just decided they couldn't talk politics. They could never talk politics. Yet they liked each other as brothers. And it was just a very interesting time. Times in the, you know, people were blacklisted. Writers never got another shot. John Garfield, very far to the left, died a broken man at the age of 39. You had other people to the left who managed to work their way back into the system. It was just a very interesting time. And this book tells it all. The Duke, the Longhorns, and Chairman Mao. Taylor Trade Publication. You go to Amazon.com. And, folks, if you like sports, you'll like it. If you like politics, you'll like it. If you like American history, you'll like it. I think this is Stephen Travers' best book.
Well, and again, I've had the privilege and the honor to write a foreword for Steve. And I truly believe that, you know, he's very good at this. The reading is pretty easy when you think about it. But at the same time, very thoughtful, very well put together, and I'm a real fan of what Steve does, to be honest with you. So I'm so gracious that he gave me that opportunity, and hopefully you're going to get the same opportunity one of these days. And I was pushing for it for you, so hopefully he took the bait, and you'll be getting a phone call from Steve to write for you. But hey, without further ado, let's hook up with Jeff Rich. Jeff, welcome to the show. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you, fellas?
No complaints. First and foremost, tell people a little bit about how they can check you out, where they can check you out, and what you do.
Well, I'm an editor at the More Than a Fan Digital Network, and the network is made up of about five or six sites. We focus on auto racing. We have a dedicated Boston subsite, a dedicated Cleveland subsite. And I've been doing quite a bit of writing for the Cleveland subsite of late. I write a weekly column that runs on Sunday mornings at cleveland.morethanafan.com or mtafcleveland.com. We just cover the issues of the week, the hot issues of the week in Cleveland. And, you know, there's never a dull moment with Cleveland sports.
No, never a dull moment in sports in general. And I think I'm going to throw you guys a little bit for a loop here and talk to you about something that's interesting to me, first of all, but in general, it's probably interesting to a lot of people, and that is one Tiger Woods, who's got himself three shots back this week in the tournament where he won last year. But realistically, you know, I looked at the calendar this year, and I was thinking this is the return of Tiger Woods. And then he had the back problem again, flare up on him last week, goes through all of his things that he has to with the physical therapy and whatnot to get him ready to go this week again, having a pretty strong outing, to be honest with you. One under par coming into today's action, only three back of Patrick Reed, Jason Duffner at two under par, and then Hunter Mahan as well at two under par, and then you got Tiger Woods, like I said, at one under. But in your guys' humble opinion, first of all, I mean, look, his body is breaking down, Fred, Jeff. His body is breaking down a little bit, as we've all noticed. It's obvious. But to me, this is a really big year for Tiger. If he has any hope of breaking that record, he's really got to pick up one, maybe two majors. So your thoughts, first of all, will go to Jeff on Tiger Woods and him being able to play 2014 in the way that he wants to play it, first of all, because he had to withdraw last week, and I think he's withdrawn seven times in his career now. Jack only had to do that twice, but as your body gets older, takes the beating, the pounding, will Tiger be able to survive this? And do you think, like I do, this is a huge year for Tiger in a lot of ways, getting back on his winning track and having any chance of getting that major record?
First of all, I don't think he's going to catch Jack. I just think that he lost too many years of his career due to the I don't want to call them mental problems, but just off the course type of stuff. I think that the back problems are a legitimate concern for Tiger. He's looked good this week. If he can keep it up, I think that he's you got to put him against the field at Augusta, and he's always a good bet at the PGA Championship or at the U.S. Open rather. It's tough to say. Let's see if he can hang on through Sunday. I mean, he's not the Tiger, the Sunday Tiger of old, but he still doesn't really have that. That 1A competitor. I know that Rory McIlroy is close, but there's a lot of Phil Mickelson in him, and it took Mickelson a while to get it together. I just, I could see Tiger winning a few tournaments. Maybe he gets a major this year, but I think he's got a tough road ahead to catch Jack.
Fred, your thoughts? I mean, can Tiger turn this thing around? We know the body is giving out on him, and it's been giving out for several years. And Jeff brought up something that I didn't really bring into the equation, and that is what happened in a couple of years ago off of the course. I'm sure that had a little something to do with things, but at the end of the day, I think more importantly it's his body and his mental state at this point. But do you think Tiger can turn it around in 2014?
I think he can turn around in 2014, 2015, 2016. I think he'll win another number of the majors over the next 5-6 years. I just think that he's that much, when he's healthy, he's that much better than everybody else. And he had the 3 years of I disagree with you, Andy. Psychologically, that tore him apart. I mean, there's no question about it. The fans became his enemy and the whole thing, and it's awfully tough to play under those circumstances. So he lost 2 to 3 years because of his off-the-field activities, but off-the-course activities. But, no, I disagree with Jeff. I think he'll do it. I think he will do it. I think he'll catch up. And, again, I mean, I just think he's better than everybody else. There's so much money. He's made so much money that it's a lot easier for him to drop out than even in Niklaus's case 40 years ago, because, I mean, they made money, but they didn't make the money
sure.
Wasn't comparable to what you're making now. I mean, Tiger's got so much money put away that he can step aside with maybe an injury 40 years ago. He wouldn't step aside because, hey, if you finish 15th, I could use the bucks. Now, if he finishes 15th, he doesn't really care. It's sort of chump change to him. So, no, if you're asking me, I'm optimistic about him, and certainly the television networks are very hopeful that Tiger's there for many years to come.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. I think they're very hopeful that he'll be there for the next few years. And I got to tell you, a Sunday with Tiger Woods in the mix equals a lot of ratings.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Today is a good day for golf. It's a good day to be watching golf because Tiger is in the mix. And I don't know. I get excited to see when Tiger's in the mix on a Sunday, but that's just me personally. But let's shift gears now and let's go a little NBA action, since we haven't really talked any NBA hoops today and usually don't need to talk much about it. But I did talk to Jeff about this a little bit in hour one, but I want to get your thoughts on them retiring Zydrunas Ilgauskas's number last night and LeBron James being there for that. Fred, how do you feel about that?
I mean, people seem to be upset with it. I don't even know why. I mean, he was a good player for many years. They didn't, I mean, what can you say? I mean, tell me what the negative is. I mean, LeBron is trying to get back into the good graces of the people in this country, and certainly the people of Cleveland and the state of Ohio. So tell me what the negative was before tell me what the negative was.
I don't know if there is any negative. I think, it's just people being people and wanting to hate for really no reason. I think LeBron James had a lot of good intentions to be there.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Look, the bottom line is he spent a lot of years with Z, and they had a pretty good relationship. And to me, it showed class and character, to be honest with you. Jeff, I mean, why don't you interject? You are the guy from, that gives us a skinny from Cleveland a lot of times. So I personally, we did talk about it a little bit, but I think LeBron handled this with class and character.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think there is any negative coming from the Cleveland fan base. They really enjoyed the night. LeBron, you know, took a back seat to Zydrunas Ilgauskas. It was definitely his night. If there was any negative to be taken from it, I think it was the way that ESPN covered it on SportsCenter by running a LeBron highlight package to lead into it, and then putting it on their little rundown screen as the King returns when it was really Z's night. But you can't really blame you can't really say that there's negative to come from it just because we're critical of the way that ESPN covers Cleveland. I think that that's been an ongoing thing year over year, but not to the event itself, and certainly no vitriol directed towards LeBron James at all.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting, but at the end of the day, it's good for Z that he got his number retired. And I think, again, LeBron handled this with class and dignity and character. And I'm glad to see him back there supporting a guy that he spent a lot of years with, to be honest with you. So I got no problem with it. And I think if people did, they like you said, at the end of the day, everything wound up working out pretty well, and I think the night itself was pretty special, and hopefully that's really what they took away from it. Hey, let me ask you this.
Let me add one more thing. I say that this is this definitely is the precursor to pave the road. LeBron can come back to Cleveland. You know, he can come back to Cleveland just as a former player, without the hate that was spewed just 4 years ago. I think it was December 2nd, 2010, where they were really worried about his safety coming in, and now he's back in the good graces, and he's going to have his number retired, and his 23 will go in the rafters, and Zydrunas Ilgauskas will be there for his moment as well.
Yeah, no, I hear you, man. And good stuff as always. We're up against it here. So real quickly, one more time, how do people check out Jeff Rich, and how can they check out what you do, man?
Hey, I'm at JRichRadio on Twitter, and the website is morethanafan.net or cleveland.morethanafan.net, and I do write a weekly column. Sometimes I'll throw an extra column in there during the week, depending on what the hot topic of the week is.
Very good stuff as always. And then you can always catch him here on the program in hour two, and usually co-host hour one with me as well. So, Jeff, appreciate you taking time out with us today. Have a great Sunday, man.
Hey, appreciate it. Take care, guys.
Good deal. Jeff Rich, morethanafan.net, joining us as he always does. We'll be back to wrap this thing up. And I got to get one thing out of you, Fred, before we get out of here, and that's about Phil Jackson, your thoughts when we come back about him maybe being in the front office for the New York Knicks. I know you're a guy that wanted him there in L.A., so that's why I'm coming to you on it. But to me, this makes a lot of sense for him to go back to his roots where he played. But we'll see your thoughts on the other side. Again, Dorf on Sports, Fred Wallen in L.A., I'm in Phoenix. We'll be right back on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MY-TV. That's 877-499-MY-TV.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages,
illness and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment here on this hour of Dorf on Sports. And just a quick reminder, we are live every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific time, and we rebroadcast at 9 a.m. on Mondays. So those of you that catch us on Monday, try to catch us on Sunday when we're live from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. each and every Sunday. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, Dorfman in Phoenix, and you can be anywhere. That's kind of the way we like to do things. Fred, before we get the heck out of here today, I do want to get your thoughts on Phil Jackson going potentially back to New York. I know that you were a big fan of his, and you did want him back in L.A. I see your posts all the time on Facebook about how you would hope that Buss Jr. will fire himself and whatnot, but your thoughts about Phil Jackson getting back in the mix in general? We all kind of knew he would, but it was just a matter of when and where.
Well, you know, as badly as the Lakers are playing this year and for the next few years under Buss Jr., is sort of Phil Jackson's way to snub his nose at the Lakers if he can turn the Knicks around. Knicks, don't have a whole lot of talent either, really, if you think about it. I mean, they're in a mess. He's got nothing to lose. They're not going to be worse than they are when he starts taking over. So I think for Phil Jackson, I think it's another way of getting back at Buss Jr. for not hiring him ahead of Mike D'Antoni, and I think he'll do a good job with the Knicks.
Well, we'll see how it goes. I mean, look, to me, the move makes a lot of sense. I think there was just too much stuff going on there in L.A., and I think he didn't want to get caught up in all the hoopla and whatnot, and he had had his run there. So I think that the way he looked at it is this ship can only go bad, whereas, like you said, New York is already so bad in general. He can't really mess that thing up. It can only get better, right?
It's my opinion, 100%.
Yeah, so I agree with you 100% on this one. For Fred Wallen, for Steve Travers, author, baseball historian, go get his book, The Duke, The Longhorns, and The Chairman Mao. And then for Jeff Rich and Scott, I am the Dorfman saying peace, enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and we'll be back at you next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.